this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I apologize for the quality of the audio today. I wasn't able to get into the studio and get this recorded, so I'm recording this in my home. So please forgive that. Today, I want us to jump into a study, though, that I think is powerful in our lives. And it's found in the gospel writer John's recording in chapter 13, beginning in verse 26. This is what the scripture says. Jesus answered, "Is it the one to whom I will give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish?" He's saying it is the one that this is about to happen to. Then, dipping the piece of bread, he gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. As soon as Judas took the bread, Satan entered into him. So Jesus told him, "What you are about to do, do quickly." You know, a deceived mindset is a soul that flirts with spiritual death. As a matter of fact, it is from our soul that we first embrace hope or despair, truth or lie, faith or fear, security or insecurity. It can involve acceptance or rejection, love or hatred, God or Satan. A soul that gives up on God gives in to the God of this world, Satan himself. Thus, a soul is at risk when it is preoccupied with all of the vain imaginations that leave out even betraying the Lord Jesus. A soul that does not care about Christ, listen now, friend, I want you to hear my heart in this. The soul that gives up on Christ is in need of serious soul care. Judas, even though he was familiar with the matters of faith, decided that faith did not matter. His conflicted soul surrendered to short-term selfish desires rather than riding out the storm with righteous motives. Listen to what is said in Matthew chapter 27, verses 4 and 5. This is what happens. "I have sinned," he said, "for I have betrayed innocent blood." "What is that to us?" they replied. "That's your responsibility." So Judas threw the money into the temple and left. Then he went away and hung himself. Moreover, friend, listen, a nation's soul is at risk when Jesus continues to be pushed out of the culture's conversation. This is why at Sugar Hill Church we make such a big deal about ensuring that we make a big deal about the things of God, that we speak openly on the things of God. If our actions betray Jesus, we will inevitably lose the favor of God. But if we obey Jesus, we inevitably gain God's favor. The good news is a soul who receives the love of their heavenly Father finds life, life with purpose, life with joy, life with peace, life contented. Now watch this. Jesus provides the best soul care. Churches who rediscover their souls will flourish with the salvation of lost souls. Disciples will multiply when they become disciples making disciples. A soul who hopes in God is made alive in Christ. Listen to what the psalmist said in Psalm 42, beginning in verse 4. "These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the Mighty One with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." My friend, today, speak openly on the things of God and see how God will place his hand on your life. God bless you. See you back soon. Bye now.